This slide explains the methodology in more detail. Initially, we selected a sample of both patients and professionals that we thought would give us a broad overview of decision-making. We used maximum variation sampling, so for patients, we selected women of various ages who'd had different types of reconstruction as both immediate and delayed procedures. For professionals, we chose initially opinion leaders in reconstructive surgery, but included male and female professionals with a range of experience at a number of centres. We then just transcribed the interviews, and we immersed ourselves in the data by reading and rereading the transcripts, and then assigning codes to sections of text to summarise the themes contained within them. The themes within and between interviews and between groups were compared and contrasted and used to generate emerging theories and hypotheses. These hypotheses were tested then by theoretically sampling individuals from both groups that we thought may prove or disprove the hypothesis, and then we further performed more interviews and analysed them. And this process of sampling, data collection and analysis occurred concurrently and iteratively until data saturation was achieved and no new themes emerged from the data.